Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Flight delays are stacking up because of staff shortages sparked by the federal government shutdown. Thousands of flyers coming to grips with it.
They are, in essence, the same as firefighters, police. They're serving the public, and public lives are at stake.
Attorney General Bondi says National Guard troops are headed to Chicago. She defends efforts elsewhere.
Our federal surges in Washington, D.C. and Memphis are a perfect example of how the Department of Justice should operate.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on Colorado's law banning conversion therapy for minors. Political scientist Marcy Hamilton.
If this court finds in favor of the religious arguments, they're literally opening the door to saying therapists could use their own religious faith to overcome science-based perception.
President Trump says Canada trade talks have come a long way. He's meeting with Canada's prime minister. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Common Council members are reminding people of their rights after recent ICE arrests in the state. A council issued advice, including the right to remain silent, not signing unfamiliar documents, and the right to a lawyer if detained. Alders say ICE's targeted actions create fear and that they stand firmly with immigrants who are valuable members of the community. ICE says it's conducting raids to enforce immigration laws by targeting those who are believed to be in the country unlawfully, with a focus on those with criminal convictions or outstanding deportation orders. More government cameras could soon be watching you in the Brew City. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is now backing a plan to install traffic cameras to cut down on reckless driving and crashes. Mayor Johnson spoke yesterday alongside State Senator Dora Drake. A bill she supports would allow speed and red light cameras in the city. The cameras would target drivers going 15 miles per hour over the speed limit or drivers running red lights, focusing on the busiest and most dangerous intersections. The bill includes rules to limit the number of cameras and requires the city to inform the public before tickets start. And it'll be a celebratory train ride to the friendly confines. If you've got tickets to Wrigley for a potential clinching Game 3 of the National League Division Series, you could take a ride to Chicago on the Brewers Express. The special Amtrak train will depart Milwaukee's Intermodal Station tomorrow morning with cars decorated in Brewers colors. The first 300 passengers will get brats and giveaways. The game doesn't start until 4. The train will make regular stops on its way to Chicago's Union Station. That includes a normal stop in Sturtevant. Fans will still need tickets to enter the game. If you're staying closer to home, there's a watch party planned at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. And that's the local update. It's all news, all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Happ underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing. He's done it again.
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his 3-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 540 WAUK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 55.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce, or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Homeless veterans are facing a crisis in Chippewa Falls, and Brittany Carlone from Wisconsin Watch will be here to tell us a solution on the horizon and the Brewers results and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. Just a heads up, I'll be in Los Angeles on October 18th, on No King's Day, actually. Also, on Saturday, October 18th, Free Speech TV is going to be, basically sharing, reporting live, apparently, from King's Day, No King's Day protests around the country. So check that out. Also on the 17th, the day before, I'll be in San Diego with Greg Palast on that book tour. So interesting stuff coming up. Yeah, you can get information about the LA one at kpfk.org, the San Diego one at news.knsj.org, and you got to sign up for both of them in advance. All right, impeachable. Donald Trump spoke to the Navy, as part of the celebration of the 250th birthday of the Navy and of America and all this kind of stuff. And he had this cheering group of sailors, SEALs, and Marines. And again, amplifying this idea that Donald Trump wants our military to go to war against Americans, against specifically Democrats. This is the kind of stuff that creates civil wars when leaders talk like this. And, particularly, and even worse, when you start comparing people to animals or insects, the Rwandan genocide, they're cockroaches. So Trump says we have to take care of this little gnat that's on our shoulder called the Democrats. He says this to a group of soldiers who are, people who've been trained to kill people. And he gets a cheer for it. And he said, they want to give all our money to illegal aliens that pour into the country. And they get applause. Senior policy lecturer and faculty director on the Homeland Security Project and the Security and Global Health Project at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, Juliet Kamen, says, this is not subtle. This weekend, the ground has shifted, and no person can deny what the president, unpopular and unfit, intends. To remain silent is to welcome this. They can both sides or claim they didn't hear, but there's no wiggle room about his plans now. Paul Rieckhoff says there are lines that should never be crossed and have never been crossed, but he keeps crossing them. Rieckhoff added, never let them normalize how wrong it is to attack political opponents when speaking to a military audience. And again, the military audience, these are people who are trained to blow things up and kill people. And you're telling them that your political opponents are gnats, are insects? Yasmin Ansari, a U.S. congressperson from Arizona, said, this is how authoritarians consolidate power. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's this MAGA influencer. He was traveling with Kristi Noem, apparently, in Chicago when she wanted to use the bathroom. I'm not going to put his name out here there because he's doing this stuff because he wants his name out there. But he's posting AI-generated videos on social media now, portraying himself as Batman, punching out people in sombreros. Like, racist much? Eric Swalwell, the Democratic congressman from California, says he's cosplaying a Border Patrol agent. He followed this up, his time in Chicago, with an AI-generated video portraying himself as Batman. Yeah, I just told you that. There's a whole bunch of people on Twitter who are just going nuts about this. You know, what Benny Johnson released is vile. There's nothing funny, edgy, or political about digitally creating or promoting a video of yourself beating up immigrants, including a woman. He beats up a woman in this thing. It's depraved propaganda, pure and simple. Another one says, it's been 2 weeks since this guy demanded accountability from left-wing commentators for fueling violence and inciting attacks. You know, he's talking about Charlie Kirk. He says, but I'm sure an AI video of him joyfully beating up caricatures of various unnamed immigrants is a completely different kind of problem. Now, the GOP has a racism problem, and these GOP influencers are out there basically just promoting this stuff. This is wild. This is wrong. It's just plain old flat out wrong. And we need to be calling it out. Meanwhile, a judge in South Carolina, Donald Trump has said every state has to send him all of their election files. They're going to and he's going to have a bunch of right wing crazies go through these files looking for what he says is election fraud. And so a judge stopped that. She blocked it. And what happens? A couple days later, her home blows up. Now, and Stephen Miller calls her a so-called judge. Far-left Democrat judges. It's Stephen Miller. There is a large and growing movement of left-wing terrorism in this country. It's well-organized and funded and is shielded by far-left Democrat judges. As this judge that has been criticized by Trump and that blocked, you know, this effort, as her home blows up and catches on fire, her husband had to crawl out of a second-floor window. He's in the hospital. Her kids injured, fleeing this fire. She was out running at the time. It was apparently, you know, very early in the morning or late or whatever. Here we have now, you know, Judge James Robart. Trump called him a so-called judge and criticized him. He got a flood of threats. Judge Curiel, remember him? Trump said he had Mexican heritage. He was getting death threats. Now, Magister Judge Bruce Reinhart, this was in 2022 after he signed the Mar-a-Lago search warrant. He got hit with anti-Semitic death threats. Judge Tanya Chutkan, she was on his federal election case. Her home was swatted. Judge Arthur Engoron, after Trump targeted his law clerk, the court was inundated with threats. His home got a bomb threat during the trial. Judge Mershon, who oversaw Trump's Manhattan criminal case, after Trump attacked his family, prosecutors warned of a real risk to the proceedings. Judge Royce Lamberth, a Reagan appointee, said he'd been hit with an unprecedented wave of harassment and threats following ruling against Trump. And it goes on and on. I mean, you know, the people that Trump has named, not just judges. I mean, Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney, Peter Mayer, Rusty Bowers, they've all received death threats and, you know, these kind of things. And this judge, whose house blew up, Diane Goodstein is her name. After she blocked this, Trump's Civil Rights Division chief, Harmeet Dhillon, posted to X that the Justice Department, quote, will not stand by for a state court judge's hasty nullification of our federal voting laws. And according to Matthew Chapman over on Raw Story or on Common Dreams, that's when the fury started coming in. One account following over boasting over 11,000 followers, proclaimed rain holy hellfire onto these judges who interfere with the executive branch. Another said, Diane S. Goodstein, may all your evil wishes and evil deeds directed toward Trump and the MAGA boomerang back and stick to you and yours a thousandfold. Amen. I mean, three people, including her husband, had to be rushed to the hospital with severe injuries. State law enforcement is investigating this as a possible arson. Now, we don't know yet, but Dan Goldman is out there trading barbs with Stephen Miller about this. Keep an eye on it. We'll see, you know, what's going on here, if this actually is arson, if this is, you know, more MAGA-inspired violence. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes past the hour here on the True People's Media, Tom Hartman program. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is interesting. Tom Tillis is pushing back on Pam Bondi and Donald Trump with their troops in Portland and Chicago. Of course, he's not running for re-election, so he's free. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. August 25th, a Utah judge ordered a new congressional redistricting map drawn after finding the legislature had violated the state constitution. October 6th, the legislature defiantly passed a new gerrymandered map. The legislature had previously passed legislation to neutralize Better Boundaries Proposition 4, a voter-approved independent redistricting commission passed in 2018. It ignored the commission's maps and created its own gerrymandered maps benefiting the Republican Party. Both acts were ruled unconstitutional. Third District Court Judge Diana Gibson set November 10th as a deadline for choosing a new map. October 6th, the legislature selected option C as their choice. The map, while slightly more competitive, appears to still lock in U.S. House seats for Republicans, according to the Utah News-Dispatch. It also passed a bill changing Proposition 4's language and requirements. The legislature is not the only stakeholder proposing maps. Plaintiffs, Mormon Women for Ethical Government, and the League of Women Voters also submitted two options on October 6th, both of which comply with Proposition 4's original criteria. Republicans argue only the legislature can approve the final map, not a judge, and hinted at impeachment if she doesn't approve the legislature's map. We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
It's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Born in a mansion of winners and losers. Kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The call is heaven sent. Or we'll write the history books of the last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaire's plan. Nixon, Reagan, the courts in their hands. Citizens United, the floodgates.
21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob. Thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Always best little radio station on planet Earth. Hey, faithfully executing the laws. I think Donald Trump, I don't think he's doing that because when you execute some, shouldn't you get a blindfold and your last cigarette or something?
The word has changed meaning over the years.
I guess so. Hey, serious note, I'm a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. I think I've said that before, but decorated, Bronze Star, mm-hmm. Army combination, spent a little time on a DMZ. My father, here's some background. My father was a sergeant major in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. He was the third highest, when he retired, he was the third highest ranking enlisted man in the armed forces.
Wow.
Veteran of Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima.
Holy cow.
One of the few Marines that walked out of the Chosin Reservoir in Korean War, stuff like that. He was professor of military history at USC for a while. Mm-hmm. He used to tell me, don't worry about anybody taking over America. Don't worry about a dictatorship in America. And the reason is because the last wall of defense is going to be the chiefs of staff. They will not allow it to happen.
And yet you had soldiers, sailors, and Marines cheering Donald Trump as he was saying the Democrats are nuts.
I was just getting to that because, honest to God, I'm afraid. I am afraid right now that what my father told me is not true.
Yeah.
That the last line of defense is not going to be the chiefs of staff. I don't think that we can count on them. And considering the way that Trump is using the military right now, I totally worry for our country. I do. Yeah. I worried that this is not. I was just wondering what your thoughts on this subject, on that.
I've made my thoughts clearer. I am very concerned that Trump is going to great lengths to
to radicalize the military and to get them on his side. And I've been saying for years and years, you know, Charlie Rangel used to come on this program all the time before he died, senator from Harlem, or the congressman, and you know, pointing out that this is one of the reasons why countries have drafts. It's not just to provide cannon fodder during time of war. It's so that you've got diversity in the military.
That's right. That's right. You know, the one thing that brought the Vietnam war to an end was because we had a draft.
It was the draft, yeah, absolutely. If it had been an all-volunteer force, they would have been, hey, you know, another war to fight. You know, we get extra pay when we fight wars.
Exactly, exactly. And being a Vietnam veteran myself, when I got back from Vietnam, I saw what a joke Vietnam was, and I was one of those guys out there in the street saying no, no.
Yeah, and Iraq and Afghanistan lasted longer than Vietnam did. Why? Because you had an all-volunteer military. There was no protest.
Exactly. A professional army. Well, damn. Think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not a good thing.
It'd be like saying it right.
Not
you
a
know,
good thing.
Tell a pro baseball player that they ain't going to be no game tonight.
Yeah, no, I got Bob, I got to move along, but you made your point so very, very well. Thank you so much for the call. Stephen in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. I have a question about the Trump administration wanting to prosecute Comey.
Mm-hmm.
Would Comey's lawyers, if he used some good lawyers, could they demand the Mueller report unredacted in order to be to offer confidence to the case?
Oh, what a great question. I don't know, but what an opportunity. I mean, we all still want to see the unredacted Mueller report. Obviously, it's destructive to Donald Trump, or Bill Barr wouldn't have blacked out so much of it. Mueller wrote it specifically to be made public. I mean, it was intention. The intention of it was to be made public, and it was vetted by the lawyers at the DOJ to make it public.
Yeah, it's like we're a third world country, and we can't get information anymore about anything, whether it's Epstein or anything else.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. Well, and a variation on that. I mean, they blacked out the Mueller report, which showed that there was collusion between the Russians and Donald Trump and his campaign. And in fact, I believe it was 10 people were indicted, you know, as a result of that report, many of them Russians. So it was serious stuff. And now they've got, according to the news reports, Pam Bondi's got 1,000 FBI agents, or Kash Patel has 1,000 FBI agents out there with, you know, black felt pens marking, you know, covering up every single mention of Donald Trump and all the Epstein files. So when they finally do drag them out of the DOJ, there's going to be nothing to see. I mean, you know, it's like, holy cow.
We're going down the toilet.
Yeah.
We're going down the toilet, Tom.
Oh, we are in so much trouble in this country right now because of these criminals. Stephen, thank you so much for the call. It's crazy. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, a biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPAH, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards.
Thank you for having me. What we've done lately is, and we're incredibly excited about this, is we've added mouth tape to every purchase. And the mouth tape, you know, I've treated thousands and thousands of patients. My patients say that the mouthpiece is great, but using it together with the mouth tape was the most significant change and difference that they've had. So we are incredibly excited about that.
Tell us about the campaign for breast cancer research. You've started with ZYPPAH, and you've set this fundraising goal of $50,000. Have you been personally affected by breast cancer?
Everyone I know literally has come across or been affected or dealing with someone who has or had breast cancer.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we just lost one of our dearest friends a few months ago after a long battle. I mean, this awful cancer has to be stopped. The truth is, your immune system gets ravaged. And when you're fighting cancer cells, or you're on radiation or chemotherapy, You don't get that quality sleep, the REM sleep. So everybody who buys a pink mouthpiece, October is the breast cancer awareness month, and we're going to donate $10 from the sale of every mouthpiece, which is going to come with the mouth tape as well, in honor of those who have been afflicted, to get this research and really get a cure going here.
How can our listeners be part of this campaign and make a difference?
It's simple. Just go to our website. It's zypa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zypa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
The government shutdown is disrupting some reports that traders normally expect. The weekly crop progress report, for example. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we've got a market advisor on the way with the details. From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff. John Heinberg joins us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. He says during a government shutdown, there could be some private tools to supplement the data traders are no longer getting from USDA, like the Crop Progress Report. But still, the lack of upcoming reports could change the atmosphere of trading.
It does weigh on the market. We don't have anything to really guide us at times. You know, a lot of times they always say a bull market or a market that wants to be bought needs information to keep it pushing. And we don't have that at this time frame. You know, we did get export inspections yesterday, but like I said, no crop progress last night. We don't get the daily announcements from the USDA in terms of anybody that does export sales. We'll get the weekly export sales numbers are not there. And then we're supposed to have a WASDE report on Friday, crop production in WASDE. And that's at this time frame has been canceled.
John Heinberg, along with us, a market advisor from Total Farm Marketing. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices after this.
Imagine a future where farming fuels the planet. On Thursday, October 9th at 7 p.m., join us at UW-Eau Claire's Davies Student Center Dakota Ballroom for the Imagine Lecture, Innovations in Sustainable Agriculture and Energy. Dr. Lisa Schulte-Moore will show us how Midwest farmers are turning prairie grass, food waste, and manure into clean energy, building a circular bioeconomy that strengthens rural communities and protects our land. Free and open to the public, come curious and leave inspired.
Markets are mixed. Midday from Chicago, December new crop corn is down a penny and a quarter at 420 and a half. November new crop soybeans are up 3 1/4 cents at 1021 a bushel. Cash wheat is trading 3 1/4 cents lower at 509 and a half. July 2026 new crop wheat is down 2 3/4 cents at 552 a bushel. Fluid milk contracts are also mixed. The November Class 3 milk contract is up 8 cents at $16.99 a hundredweight. The December contract, that's down 9 cents, but also trading at $16.99 a hundredweight. That's a look at your midday commodity markets on a Tuesday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Love your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you open your medical emergency kit like mine and just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this thing in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Great for traveling, too. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. But when you check out to get that $45 off, you also have to use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. So it's urgentcarekit.com/Tom. And then when you check out, use that promo code Tom.
The streets were still, but he cried out for war from the Capitol Hill. No riot, no fire, no threat in the air. Just a man with a crown and a vacant stare. He sent the soldiers into our towns. Said he'd save us all as he tore things down. The sign. What the headlines missed. Another freedom erased with a clenched white fist. We're standing on the edge of the authoritarian cliff. With flags in our hands and truth adrift. Hungary fell and Russia too. And now the mirror shows a red.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Yeah, I agree. I think that this the air traffic controllers not being paid is definitely going to just destroy the service that we're going to have on our airlines. You know, these guys are very highly skilled. And they do make enough money they can afford a few days off. And I think that they're kind of disgruntled over the few last few years over the working conditions. And they would like, you know, nothing better than to show how important and vital they are. And this coupled with the fact that our airlines are so budget conscious, they don't have the elasticity to make up for this cascading problem we're going to have with the towers, is going to do a couple things, Tom. First of all, you know, the middle class is, what, 51% population. This is going to really, really influence the middle class. It's going to inconvenience them and, you know, even making plans for Thanksgiving travel, business, pleasure. And this is going to cause immense pressure, I think, on these moderate Democrat senators, where this is going to be such a, I guess, an existential problem to the middle class that...
Well, there's three possibilities here, Tom. One is the Democrats cave in, like John Fetterman and Catherine Cortez Masto have already done.
Yeah.
The second is that the Republicans cave in. You know, John Thune, all he has to do is put forward a resolution that the Senate rules are being changed to allow the passage of this one continuing resolution. And he can do that with 50 votes plus the vice president. And he's got 53 votes plus the vice president. And that allows them to break the Democratic filibuster and simply pass their continuing resolution. They don't need a single Democratic vote. The Republicans can do this all by themselves. Or the third option is that neither one of those things happen. And the shutdown continues and our air traffic control system starts to fall apart.
and Trump declares that this is a state of emergency and throws the country into martial law.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen realistically, Tom, is the Republicans are just going to every 3 or 4 days vote to put this country back for the safety of our passengers and for our economy. And eventually there's going to be so much pressure on these Democratic senators. And it's also
why
going
the
to
Democrats? John Thune can do this all by himself, Tom.
Well, already 52 Republicans are already voting to put us back in. Why should they?
I know. You know, they don't need the Democrats. They've got 52 votes. All they have to do is the same thing that the Democrats tried to do on January 19th, 2022, when we tried to pass the Voting Rights Act and the For the People Act, which, by the way, would have prevented Donald Trump from getting elected because it would have ended dark money in our elections. But, you know, they with 50 votes, they could have stopped the Republican filibuster. They lacked the votes of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, so they only had 48. They couldn't pull it off. But the Democrats tried to get around the filibuster by simply changing the Senate rules for one single piece of legislation, or actually two pieces of legislation. The Republicans can do the exact same thing. They do it routinely. But Republicans routinely, John Thune is routinely blocking Democratic filibusters and installing federal judges, and he's routinely getting around Democratic filibusters by suspending the Senate rules to put into place people like Stephen Miller, you know, the Trump's appointees. Most of Trump's appointees would not have passed if John Thune hadn't broken the filibuster. Pam Bondi wouldn't be sitting as our attorney general if John Thune hadn't broken the Democratic filibuster. Kash Patel would not be FBI director if John Thune, the head of the Senate, the leader, the Senate majority leader, hadn't broken the filibuster. Or maybe it was Mitch McConnell. You know, I'm pretty sure it was Thune who did it. So bottom line, the Republicans control this, Tom. This is entirely up to them. So the question is, will they be shamed into backing down?
No, Tom, that's absolutely false. It's in the Democrats' court. They are the ones shutting down the government.
They're not,
over
Tom.
Changes in health care.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
No, they are not.
How come all the Republicans are voting to keep the government open?
It's a performance. It's a show. All they have to do is vote to suspend the Senate rules. Tom, understand this.
They don't have to, though. The Democrats will cave, Tom. The Democrats will cave.
Well, I hope not.
Mark my words.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong, Tom.
There's no reason for Thune to do this. He doesn't want to be another Harry Reid.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think I'm right. We'll see. You could be right, but I think I am, Tom.
Yeah, okay.
Time
will tell. Good talking to you, Tom. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I agree with you. The Democrats should stand strong, but let's be real here. Let's be realists. Are the MAGAs Nazi brown shirts? Are ICE and the Klan and Nazis all Nazis? I mean, is this Germany? Are we really where Germany was in 1938?
No, I think we're where Germany was in by May or June of 1933.
Okay, but I mean, we've got the threat of martial law. We certainly have insurrection by Trump. Trump could die tomorrow and nothing would really change. They would just have a martyr is all.
I'm not sure that's true.
Make him a martyr.
I'm not sure that's true. I don't think Vance. I think Trump is holding this thing together by force of personality. He's a very charismatic politician.
So you're saying that if Trump died tomorrow, we would reverse and start rolling back everything?
No, I'm not saying that, and nobody is calling for him to die tomorrow either, by the way. No, what I'm saying is that if for whatever reason J.D. Vance were to suddenly become president, that he would not have the power. He would have considerable power because he and a group of right-wing billionaires have the ability to destroy any Republican who stands up against them. But I think he would lose probably half of MAGA. They would lose their base.
But he can doesn't matter. He can do what he wants. He's the king.
Yeah.
We have a king, and it can be any step-in king. The Supreme Court and the legislature and everybody, unitary, whatever.
Yeah, unitary executive.
2025, it's covered.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump is not as key as I think we are. Yeah, he's a popular figure and easy to identify, but all the mechanisms are in place. I feel so suffocated. Mm. And are the MAGAs Nazis, really? Are they the brown shirts? Yes or no? I mean, are we seeing a reenactment of Germany? And who's going to come in and save us? I mean, the people of color and are the I'm just so upset. I can't even.
Yeah. I get it, Diane. And you know, the analogies between what's going on right now in the United States and what happened in Germany in the 30s are imperfect, but they're startling in the number of, you know, concurrences. I think what's happening right now is much closer to what happened to Russia in 2001, 2002. You know,
our politicians have to get out of the way. Either do what they should be doing or get out of the way and make room for someone braver.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, we've got
some brave people standing up. You know, Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker so far, and a number of members of Congress. Diane, thank you for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Right.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Also, you got Congressman Khanna and Congressman Polk. Basically, the Progressive Caucus is standing up. I mean, look at how they're speaking. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/T-H-O-M.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news three times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. So let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. And for a limited time, you can go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM or text TOM, T-H-O-M, to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack, and you can save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Use the code TOM or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Man with a crown made of spray. Welcome back 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Pat in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You had mentioned, or somebody did, about all the things that are happening to the judges and, you know, just people in general that Trump can call upon, not personally, but right. out there in the whatever, in the regions, to do these horrible things. Not one journalist has ever asked Trump to, I'm sorry, not one journalist has ever asked, Mr. Trump, could you just say, no more of this? We've had enough of this. This is dangerous people.
He wants more.
Journalists will ask that.
He wants chaos. He wants warfare. He wants to tear this country apart. That's how he thinks he can have power until the last day of his life. He wants to die in office. He wants to be a dictator for life.
Oh, for sure. I don't doubt that. But not one journalist can ask that question, you know. I mean, what's that guy's name?
Oh, he's got them completely intimidated.
You know, what? That they won't be able to
The White House press corps used to just mercilessly bombard Joe Biden with questions. They'd interrupt him in the middle of a sentence. He would let them get away with it. None of that happens now with Donald Trump there. They're all terrified of him. And it's showing. And now CBS is getting Barry Weiss as their news manager. I mean, we're hearing, you know, CBS reporters talking about, oh, my God, you know, this is the right wingification.
And she said, you know, what are we going to do? Who's going to rescue us? It's sort of like that particular poem that came up through the Germany, whatever, you know.
Yeah, Pastor Niemöller's poem.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they came after so-and-so, and when they came after me, there was nobody left.
Exactly.
And that's the way I feel.
Well, and that's the way it will play out if enough of us don't stand up and speak out and encourage our lawmakers and support our judges, encourage our lawmakers to stand strong. Pat, thank you for the call. Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's up? Rick in St. Cloud, listening on Sirius XM? Going once, going twice. John in San Francisco, listening on Sirius XM. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Calling from the progressive stronghold of Northern California. I'm on the Mendocino Coast today, this week. And what folks can do today in Portland and any day, 7 days a week, to document the abuse of power that's taking place. When you go to a demonstration or you see anything taking place, do you remember back in 2020 on Memorial Day when a young girl photographed George Floyd being killed, murdered by a cop?
Yeah.
She stood there for more than 9 minutes photographing it.
Mm-hmm.
That person did more to, you know, get him some justice, his family some justice. And when Kristi Noem comes through Portland today, don't just take one photograph. Surround her with cameras and use your phone as a documentarian device, because until they come up with an algorithm to defeat it,
I would argue people should just ignore her. They should not go down there. They shouldn't go near the ICE building. The, you know, she wants to have a fight. Don't give it to her.
Yeah, well, this is everyday advice for everyday events, including today. And you don't have to be close. You can be 100 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
But what my point is the handheld cell phone is probably the single greatest, plus the computer, device.
No, I get all that, but I don't know if you've been watching the news coverage, but they, in Chicago, they've been standing on the top of buildings and shooting people who are simply standing on the street with their cell phones, shooting them with these gas balls that can, you know, produce a concussion. They can do serious damage to you. They can destroy your vision, you know, burn your cornea, you know, and so my advice to people is just to stay the hell away. But I totally get what you're saying, John. John, thank you for the call. D in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, D, what's on your mind today? D in Richmond, listening on Sirius
XM. Hey, Tom.
Hey,
Tom. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, I'm turning 65 on Wednesday, and I heard the tail end of your program where a caller called in, and he was saying that it's best to get original Medicare, and I just needed to know your perspective on it.
And
you know, the why of it. Yeah.
So what's your question or your comment?
Is why is original Medicare better than doing the Medicare Advantage?
Oh, well, because with original Medicare, number one, they don't do what's called prior authorization. They don't require, you know, with all the Medicare Advantage plans, every single time your doctor says, oh, you need an X-ray, it has to go to the insurance company to approve that X-ray. And about 18% of the time, they refuse to approve procedures. Why? Because they're run by and large by for-profit corporations that are looking at their bottom line. This is how their executives make millions of dollars a year in salary. And so with real Medicare, you don't have that, although they're going to start that in 6 states under this new Trump plan to destroy Medicare. They're going to start that January 1st. But by and large, real Medicare doesn't have that. Real Medicare actually pays the bills. And also on the Medicare Advantage plans, when you start getting older and sicker, they dump you. They can just drop you anytime they want. United Healthcare is dropping an estimated, from what I've seen in the press reports, 600,000 people because they're older and they're more expensive. And where do you go then? You can't get back on Medicare with a Medigap plan if you've been off it for more than 12 months. So it's a very dangerous thing in my mind, unless you absolutely can't afford real Medicare, to go with Medicare Advantage plans. Dee, thank you for the call. On the other side of the break, South Carolina wants to kill women. I mean this literally, execute women. Put them in front of a firing squad or hang them or however they do it in South Carolina. They have the death penalty. Women who have gotten an abortion. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's Field.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing. And who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
I worked with folks like Rep Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. That when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been facing questions from a Senate committee over the surge of federal forces to cities like Chicago. Here with Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
The National Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
The White House Budget Office is raising questions about whether federal workers will receive back pay once the shutdown is over. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The memo circulating around the White House that suggests that they are looking for some kind of loophole to see whether federal workers do need to be, in fact, paid back.
President Trump said today he's very close to making a deal to bring peace to Gaza and the Middle East.
We are going to do everything possible. We have a lot of power, and we're going to do everything possible to make sure everybody adheres to the deal.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This report